And I want to just share something with you that throughout this time I have seen the importance of meeting God in different ways. Sometimes we are in troubles, sometimes we are in difficulties, sometimes we do not see where God is acting in my life or in my family or in my country. Sometimes our eyes cannot see. But God is acting every day in our life. God is doing and bringing things every day in our life. In Joshua, the Bible, when we see the history, when Moses took the people out of Egypt, when they went, and when they arrived at their promised land, Canaan, when they were just about to possess what God has the best for them. Moses died and they possessed the land. Joshua took the leadership and they went to the River Jordan. They went to the walls. They went into the land. And now these people are resting the place where God has promised to them. They had their new life. They have a new laws. They have a new altar. They are worshiping God. And in the end of Joshua's life, Joshua asked something to that people. In the verses number 21 of the chapter 24, in the last words of Joshua, he was asking the people, you should surely serve only God. You should forsake all the other gods. You should drive away all the other gods from the land God has given to you. And this was the last word. The people in the verse number 21 says, but the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said, you are witness against yourself that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, you are witness, they replied. Now then, said Joshua, throw away all the foreign gods that are among you and wield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. That was the last words Joshua gave to these people. Now you are in the place God has chosen for you to be. But I ask you one last thing. Take all the other gods that belongs to that place away from you. And I serve only your God. And then if you turn your page to the next book, it's Jud. And this book, you see the history, what the people have said changed dramatically. They have said, we will serve God. But if you read the first chapter of Jud, you will see that the people did not serve God. They preferred to serve what was around them than serve what God has given to them. They choose to worship those gods of that land rather than worship God that has separated them. And here, if you can read the verse number 29, says they did not drive out the other gods. They still worship the other gods. And in the verse number 16 of the chapter number 2, in Jud says, then the Lord raised up Juds who saved them out of the hand of these riders. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but prostitute themselves to other gods and worshipped them. Unlike their father, they quickly turned from the way which their father had walked, the way of obedience to the Lord's commands. You see that just a matter of years or a matter of time, the history has changed. Joshua, in the book of Joshua, the people of Israel had lived their best time. They had possessed, they had won battles, they have done lots of things. But in this book here says that the history was the darkest time in history. because they did turn away from their God. And they did not win more battles. They were losing. They were like a people that didn't know where to go. There was wars, there was loss, there was crying, there was difficulties, there was lots of things happening in the background of this book. But when we come to the chapter 6 of Jude, we see a man called Gideon. And here, some things happen. Here, God comes to a man. We can just see this man, how he was living. He was taught about his history. He knew that what Joshua had done. He knew what the people had lived. And that he knew his situation, his country's situation. And that his own family situation. He knew it's a difficult time. It's a time of troubles. It's a time of difficulties. It's a time where I do not have rest. This is the time where Gideon was living, a time where so many heaviness in his life. But God comes to him in such a way that his eyes were opened and his heart come alive. In the verse number 12 in the chapter 6 says, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us," look what Gideon says, "if the Lord is with me," sometimes these words of Gideon is our words, was my words many times, some months ago. Maybe it's your words today. This is what Gideon said, the verse number 13. "If the Lord is with us, why all this has happened to us? Why all the troubles? Why all the struggles? Why all the difficulties? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?'" You see Gideon talking to the angel of the Lord. Where are the miracles? Where are the wonders? Where are the victories? Where are all these that I learned from my father that God has done for us? If the Lord is with us. And he goes on, he said, "But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian." You see, his last word is sometimes, you might have said, or you might have met people, I might said sometimes, "God has abandoned us. He has given us to the hand of the troubles there." That was Gideon, his situation was living there. And he goes and goes and he talks to the Lord, and the Lord talks to him, and he comes in the verse number 23, when the Lord again appeared to him, and again they had a new conversation, but this time the Lord appeared to him and say, but in the verse number 23 says, "But the Lord said to him, 'Peace, do not be afraid, you are not going to die.'" After his conversation, after his from the verse 13 until 22, he's testing God. Is really God doing this? Is really God wanting me to fight against my enemies? And then the Lord comes, "Do not be afraid." And in that situation, in the verse number 24, says, "So Gideon built one altar to the Lord there and called it the Lord is peace." For the first time in the Bible, someone called Lord is peace. Lord has acted almightily. God has acted powerfully. God has done lots of things. God has been called the God who healed, the God who's provider. Abraham called God is my provider. And then Moses called God is healed. And now is the first time a man met with another character of God. God is peace. And where Gideon was, in a very bad condition, in a very bad situation, he met a God who has peace to give when we are among our difficulties or struggles in life. That is where I want to live with you. Independent of circumstance we go in this life or we pass through, when we met with this God that has peace, we will become a peaceful person. And the first thing God has told Gideon after this, he didn't go straight away to battle. Look at the verse number 25. When Gideon had met this God, when Gideon has met the peace of God, now he is in peace. Now maybe he wasn't telling why this happened. God abandoned us. I know God did wonder, but why he's not doing now? Now maybe his conversation has changed. And the first thing he did, look at the verse number 25. Say, that same night, the Lord said to him, take the second bull from your father's herd, and the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal, and cut down the altar. Bring it down. The first thing God said to Gideon, now you go to your house and make that peace known into your house. And afterwards, Gideon goes to war. And the Bible says he wants all the war God has given to them. The first place God wants to bring peace is in our life. And then is in our house. When our life, our house is resting God's peace, like Gideon. If you read the whole chapter number 6, you see in the end of number 6, his house is resting in peace. Even though when he broke out the altar to Baal, people came against his father. Why your son did this? Why you did this? Why you broke the altar of our God? Now we do not have God. But his father said, no, we do have God. And my house is resting in peace. And he went to battle against their enemies. And they start won the battles again. Because that man met with this God. God who has peace to give to me and to you. And I was in this situation where we passed through. That I met for my first ever time with a God who make me rest in peace. We heard. We have the knowledge, we know, since we became Christians, the first time we get to know, God is peace. Jesus has given peace. Jesus is peace. But until we experience in our life, we will not know. We just, it's all here, knowledge. Knowing God is peace, but living God is peace is different. I want just encourage you to let God speak to you daily that he is the one who give you peace. He is the one who give you strength and the grace to keep walking in him.